Shirley Collins is 81, an age when a lot of singers just sing happy birthday for their grandkids. But she's just released her first album in almost 40 years. Shirley Collins was one of the signature voices of British folk music in the 1950s, but an emotional crisis robbed her of her singing voice. Until now, Vicky Barker has her story.
For nearly four decades, Shirley Collins's presence has been an absence, her memory kept alive by fans devoted to her pared-down singing style and strong storytelling. Those fans range from Graham Coxon of the band Blur to the Decemberists' Colin Malloy to storied record producer Joe Boyd.
Something about her understatement of melody makes the melody more powerful.
Boyd produced Fairport Convention, Nick Drake, Pink Floyd, and Shirley Collins' 1968 album, The Power of the True Love Knot.
A fine young man it was indeed, mounted upon his milk-white steed. He rode himself all alone, until he came to lovely Joan.
You feel like these voices are coming through her from the past.
British comedian Stuart Lee has become the singer's friend and champion.
I don't listen to her a lot because it's not something you can have on in the background while you're doing something else. It dominates the space and it's likely to make you burst into tears.
He's drowning in the lowland sea. Lowlands, lowlands away. And nevermore coming back to me. Lowlands away.
In her cottage at the foot of a castle in the medieval town of Lewes, Collins says she never consciously set out to be a trailblazer.
I mean, I wasn't thinking along those lines. It's just that I think I was sort of willing to give things a go.
She grew up a few miles down the coast in Hastings, listening to her grandparents sing the folk songs of East Sussex. Collins arrived in London with her musician sister Dolly in the 1950s and was soon performing in clubs. She met the famous American folklorist Alan Lomax at a party. Collins was 19. Lomax was 20 years her senior.
There he was, this sort of big six-footer, big shoulders, and what he reminded me of was an American bison. Great shaggy head of dark hair, you know, and I just fell in love on the spot. And the nice thing was that he seemed to like me too.
The couple travelled through England, Appalachia, and the American South, recording songs.
Trials, troubles, tribulation, such as never been before.
There, Collins was able to sing back to the people her versions of the songs their forebears had brought over from Europe.
From the mountain singers, what I did learn and used from then on was that they sing in their voice. You know, they don't sing in any other voice. They don't put a voice on to sing. They just sing.
Back in London in the 1960s, Collins recorded albums that became hugely influential with her sister Dolly and with guitarist Davy Graham. She took her unadorned way of singing and paired it with instruments from the Renaissance and later with electric guitars in the band she formed with her second husband, Ashley Hutchings. But in the late 1970s came the crisis that robbed Collins of her singing voice. Hutchings left her for a young actress who took to showing up at Collins' performances.
My throat locked. I was trying not to weep. And some nights I could manage a few notes. Sometimes nothing came out at all when I opened my mouth. And it was in front of an audience, you know, and the band.
Collins developed a form of dysphonia, a condition often associated with psychological trauma. No doctor or faith healer could help her, she says. In the years that followed, she supported herself and her children from her first marriage, working in shops.
The worst thing was that I was not only doing a disservice to myself, I was doing a disservice to the songs, and that I couldn't bear.
Collins eventually wrote a book about her travels with Lomax and toured, giving dramatized talks about them and about the English folk tradition. And then, last year, she was offered an album deal she could record in her own home, surrounded only by ears sympathetic to what her voice has gone through.
Go and fetch your daughter Betsy. She will do very well to hold up this silver basin for to catch her mother's blood.
This song was recorded on a hot summer's day as the birds in Collins's back garden sang their hearts out.
What it did so wonderfully was set up this normal, beautiful backdrop to this terrifying story, you know, blood.
Her friend, comedian Stuart Lee, was one of the first to hear the new album called Lodestar.
Her voice has changed, but it has gained a lot in some ways in sort of character.
It's truthful, you know, it's honest singing. I can't do it any other way, you know, I just have to do what I do.
In a way, Shirley Collins' life has come full circle. She is now one of the old wise women whose voices the young woman recorded with Alan Lomax all those years ago.
Now I think I can completely inhabit the songs because of what I've been through. And I think this is what was the strength of all those traditional singers that I recorded both in America and in England. You know, the experience of their life is in the songs as well.
And that, says Collins, is what those songs are all about. The experiences of lives lived and the stories they tell. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
Now old Johnny Buckle went riding one day. His horse got broke and his cart ran away. If old Johnny Buckle hadn't come...